It's here and now, and of course we're keeping an eye on the midterm elections, Republicans needing to pick up 6 seats to gain control of the Senate. One of the tightest races is in Georgia. Two newcomers to politics are fighting for the seat left vacant after Republican Saxby Chambliss retired. Kevin McCrate was at the polls in Atlanta today. He says he supports the Democrat.
I voted for Michelle Nunn for Senate. I'd like to see some change in the Senate and what's going on. I think she brings the best opportunity for change for the state of Georgia.
And Chelsea Thompson said she voted for the Republican David Perdue.
It just seems like he's a little different. He comes with a business background, and I think that we have too many career politicians, and it's good that somebody that has worked and have some other experience could maybe get in there and have some action in D.C.
Now, as you probably know, there's a Libertarian candidate as well, Amanda Swafford. She could siphon off support from both Perdue and Nunn so that neither gets the necessary 50% of the vote to avoid a runoff. And that's just one race that we're keeping an eye on, just a taste of Election Day.
And sleep deprivation, Robin, goes with the territory for candidates running for office. But people who work the overnight shift on a regular basis face bigger problems. It has long been known that working the graveyard shift may lead to health problems, including ulcers, heart disease, and breast cancer. But a new study out of Swansea University in the UK and the University of Toulouse in France shows that years of night shifts may also have a major impact on the brain. Philip Tucker is an associate professor of psychology at Swansea University and one of the authors of the study, which was published in Occupational and Environmental Medicine. He joins us from Stockholm. Philip, welcome.
Thank you very much.
Well, what exactly did you find were the effects on the brain for people who have worked the night shift?
We found that people who have been working shifts had poorer cognitive performance compared to people who had never worked shifts. So we've tested this by looking at their cognitive performance on very simple tests, tests of memory, processing speed, and things like that. And particularly amongst those who had been working shifts for more than 10 years, there was a substantial difference between the performance of the shift workers and the day workers.
And what does that tell you, that people who have been working night shifts for less than 10 years, that it's not going to cause a problem in their brain function?
Well, I wouldn't say there's necessarily a cutoff, but under 10 years, the effects are certainly not anything like as evident. I mean, we arbitrarily chose a cutoff point of 10 years, and we found that amongst the people who are working more than 10 years, there were clear effects. The effects of people under 10 years were much less obvious.
And what were the clear effects of the people with more than 10 years of night shift work?
Their cognitive performance in terms of things like basic memory, short and long-term memory, processing speeds, things like that, was poorer. Now, these sorts of tests are not the sort of tasks that you or I might perform in our everyday lives, trying to remember a list of words or something like that. But we believe that performance in these tests reflects the underlying basic cognitive processes that we do rely on for our everyday mental tasks.
Did age make a difference? People, because I know you looked at people of different ages, did that make any difference?
Not as such. I mean, we saw that people who are older had reduced cognitive performance, but we would expect that. But there was no suggestion that older shift workers were getting that much worse compared to day workers, as opposed to younger shift workers compared to day workers.
What about people who rotate their shifts, who might work days for a week or two and then work on night shifts? Does that make a difference?
Previous evidence would suggest that rotating shifts, if they rotate relatively quickly, that is to say, just work a few nights at a time, and therefore don't disturb the body clock too much, might actually be better for people in terms of the effects that we're talking about now, as compared to people who work many night shifts in a row, because that is more likely to disturb their body clock.
Explain that. How does it disturb the body clock if you're doing that as opposed to just working a few nights in a row in the night shift?
If you work a few nights in a row, obviously there's going to be some disturbance to sleep patterns and so on, but the basic rhythm of the body clock only starts to get affected, shall we say. Whereas if you work several nights in a row, the body clock will start to adjust in much the same way it does when you travel from one time zone to another. But previous research suggests that the majority of people don't adjust fully to a nighttime routine such that they get a lot of benefit from it. And part of the problem here when you're working, for example, night shifts all the time is that what happens when you come to your days off? Because most night workers, when they come to their days off, prefer to go back to being day-orientated people. And while the body clock may really struggle to make the unnatural change from being day-orientated to night orientation, it'll make the shift back to the more natural day orientation relatively easily. So that would probably undo any adjustment that you had managed to achieve during the week.
Well, that reminds me of my former life as a morning radio show host when I was living in Los Angeles. The show was a national show. The first show went on the air at 2:50 in the morning Pacific time, 5:50 Eastern. So I would get up at 12:15 in the morning, go to work, come home around 9 o'clock in the morning, sleep for 4 hours, get back up for the rest of my day so that I could see human beings in my life, and then go back to bed around 8 p.m. and do another four-hour shift. But the reason I did that was because it was a lot easier, as you say, to adjust back on the weekends and be a daytime person.
Yes, indeed. As I say, there are many individual differences here. So what works for some people doesn't work for others. And as I say, sometimes working fixed night shifts for some people under some circumstances can be beneficial, particularly, for example, if you're working in a remote work site like on an oil rig in the sea or something like that. Then sometimes the more permanent night shifts do work. But generally for people who are trying to live within normal society, slowly rotating shifts or permanent night shifts are not necessarily that good for them.
Now, the good news is you did find that cognitive impairments because of this are reversible.
That's right, yes. We found that when we looked at people who'd left shift work, and we divided people up in terms of how long they'd been out of shift work, people who'd been out of shift work for more than 5 years had seemed to recover their levels of cognitive performance, such that, in fact, their levels of performance were the same as people who'd never worked shifts.
Philip Tucker of Swansea University, he's one of the authors of a study on the effects of long-term shift work on brain function. It appears in the journal Occupational and Environmental Medicine, and we've got more about it at hereandnow.org. Professor Tucker, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Well, do you work the night shift? And if so, what do you do? Do you split your sleep as I did? Do you switch back on the weekends? Let us know at hereandnow.org.
Interesting report. Alex, who we work with, who did the morning shift for years, said, I could have told you that.
That's a good idea.